your providence and all you've done to ensure that we have a place next to you. We pray at this moment as we go through your word that you bless each one of us. But importantly, Father, you know that I am not worthy to stand in front of your people. And because of that, I ask that you hide me behind your cross, that you speak to your people this morning, Father. And in the end, honor and glory will come to you. We thank you so much, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I won't talk so much about what is going around, but I will say that let's be vigilant and allow the Lord to guide us. They did it to Jesus. And if they did it to Jesus, won't they do it to us? They will. And so, if the Son of Man and the Son of God suffered on your behalf and my behalf, and they did things that are not worthy for him those things are not worthy for him, but because of you and I, it happened to him, and so is nothing. But I pray that we all, again, tune to the Spirit so that God can lead all of us. You know what? We want to see these things to stop. God's words need to be heard. You want this to end? God's message needs to go across. Because Jesus needs to come soon so that we live a peaceful life on earth. And so I challenge you and I to take it as an important duty to spread the gospel, because Jesus said, until I come, the gospel needs to be heard. And if we want to go home, we need to share the message with our fellow believers, with our fellow co-workers, and with our friends that we deal with every day. If we want to see Jesus come soon, let's share the gospel. And let's be sincere within ourselves. And Jesus will come because of us being involved in the work. It doesn't matter where we are, but the message must be preached in order for us to see the end come. This morning, I want to turn our attention to the Gospel of John. John, we will go through the third chapter. And there was an interesting conversation between Jesus and one of the important figures in that time. We know that Jesus usually followed by the crowd. The crowd usually accompany Jesus wherever he goes because he draws attention. But this particular interaction occurred just between Jesus and this important figure. We're going through the third chapter of John. We will read a few verses starting from verse 1. John chapter 3, and if you find it, you can say amen. Thank you. The word of God reads, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' So it is very interesting if we pay close attention to the conversation, how it starts. Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher. Not teacher from earth, but a teacher from God. Because no one can really do all this. So when we're looking at this and studying this statement, there is a man himself who is a ruler. And a man who is a master, if we look at the original word, he is a master, a teacher. Now, what I was not mentioned here is that he is also a wealthy man. And he has an important place among the Jews. He belongs to that group, which is the Sanhedrin. And that group or organization takes a high important position in the Jews among that in their time. However, this man who is well educated, this man who lacked nothing, walked to Jesus not during the daylight but at night. So the question would be, why will he go out to Jesus at night? And why wouldn't he be among the crowd while everyone was there? So we understand that Nicodemus was uncomfortable to walk during the day to the man. Why? One reason is because of his position in the society. And two, he's well educated. And three, he's a wealthy man. But we also understand that it is a man who is kind of shy and who doesn't really want to confess publicly what his decision is. He doesn't want to claim that he decided to follow Jesus. In fact, the Greek word Nicodemus, that name is an important name. It means conqueror of the people. Conqueror of the people. And so I will say that name really lines up with who he is. And it's common at this point because other disciples, they adopt Greek names. Disciples like Andrew, disciples like Philip, disciples like Didymus. Nicodemus was, again, a wealthy man in that town. But why? Why go to Jesus if he has all he needed? Why go to Jesus if he is at a level where he feels comfortable? It's not the other guy we talked about last week. He perhaps be well known and liked. But something deep inside of Nicodemus prompted him and caused him to step up and walk to meet Jesus. I want to say that like the other Pharisees, Nicodemus also heard the message from John the Baptist. Nicodemus learned from John the Baptist who Jesus is. Nicodemus experienced quite a few things with Jesus. He saw how Jesus behaved in the society. He saw how wonderful miracles Jesus performed in the society. He experienced how people were healed, and so Nicodemus didn't stop there. Nicodemus, I want to share with you, that was well educated, but he also he, beside his education, he put himself to study. It's not enough after we come to Christ. The journey does not end there. Nicodemus takes a step further, wanted to know who Christ is deeply. Nicodemus longed to study what the tactics and the tricks that Jesus used, but he found out that no man could do all these things. Remember when Moses went to Pharaoh and he performed miracle, and Pharaoh's men also wanted to perform same miracle, and God proved them wrong that they cannot do that. We look at Elijah. God proved them wrong that they cannot do what Elijah did, because somebody is working in the life of these people. Praise the Lord. When Nicodemus studied the life of Jesus and his miracles, he knew that this man was not from earth. Well, he heard the testimony of John the Baptist. And he tried to compare these two, the message from John the Baptist and the work that Jesus was doing in the community. Wow. Interesting conversation. It didn't begin with even a simple greeting, according to the way it's recorded here. We know who are we. The Bible didn't put emphasis on that either. We know. And I may just assume that he was talking about people that he worked with and the society that they live in. No one can do this except they are from heaven. He knew that for sure. No one can do this. Why he knew? Because he's a student. He's a learner. Nicodemus was a different person among the Sanhedrin. Praise the Lord. Nicodemus was a different kind of Pharisees, because he wanted to know who this man is. There was a passage in the book of, I think it was Acts. This guy wanted to buy the Holy Spirit. And Peter turned to him and said, you cannot buy the Holy Spirit, because it's not something that you put out on the market. Even if Nicodemus wanted to learn and do just like Jesus, unless he take a step further, he cannot do it. The Bible assures us when Jesus was in communication with his disciples, all this that I'm doing, you will do more. That is an assurance for the disciples of Jesus that they will do more. We know that you are from God. Otherwise, you cannot do what you are doing. No one will be able to do that. So, Nicodemus approached someone who reads the entire being, who reads our thoughts, who reads the minds of people. And so, Jesus understands why Nicodemus was coming to him. And here is an answer. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, Nicodemus, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But the answer, I don't think this is the answer that Nicodemus wanted to hear. This was not surely the answer that Nicodemus deserved according to his decision that he made prior. But Jesus knows that this is where Nicodemus is going. Jesus knows that is what Nicodemus need at that very moment. The spirit of prophecy let us know that Nicodemus, when he went to Christ at night, he did this because of, you know, his colleagues. He knew that the colleague will come after him, and perhaps some colleague will follow because of his steps and his high position there. And so he decided to go at night. Well, we know that the signs of night is a little bit different for the sign of the day, because during the day we can see, we know what goes on, and we can do what we need clearly that are acceptable by law during the day. And at night, things that happen sometimes are unusual, unacceptable. And so night is a sign of darkness. So Nicodemus, instead of coming at daylight to confess, he went at night. I guarantee you that before you can study me, who I am, as Jesus, and the miracle that I do, you need to be born again. Paul in the Corinthians tell them that spiritual things are discerned with the spirit, and the physical things are discerned with the physical qualities. And so for Nicodemus to understand who Jesus is, he must have a different eyes and different set of belief. He must be able to understand the basics of Christianity. He must understand the quality that it requires for Christian to be able to stand or keep up with what is going on during that time. I guarantee you that you need to be born again. But wait a minute, what do you mean? What are you talking about, Jesus? I know that you are way qualified than I, and I know that though you were not given permission by the instructors from this earth, you are more than who we are, and you just telling me, you giving me a dumb answer. You mean that I go back inside the womb of my parent, my mother, before that I begin to understand what you're doing? Yeah, it just doesn't sounds right. Unless you are born again, you cannot critique me the way you come to me. What the Bible didn't clear us here is that he came and said, well, I know you are from heaven. That's why you're doing all this. And Jesus knew his thoughts and gave the right answer to him. Let's continue reading a little bit further down. Verse 5, Jesus answered again, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot take a place where I am right now. You cannot stand on this ground as Jesus, as God tells other people. It is a holy place. Therefore, you must be holy. Let's go back. We talked about the baptism for a moment. The Bible tells us that Jesus himself was baptized by water. And the Holy Spirit came upon him instant after he rose again from the water. These are signs of what will happen to Jesus himself later down the road. The Bible confirms that Jesus is God, but at the same time is a man. And so we see that he was persecuted and he was crucified. He was pierced, and blood came out of that man. It didn't end there. They put thorn on his head, and blood began to flow from that man, innocent man, because of you and I. Do you see where that baptism sign was going? From water to the cross. Jesus died because of you and I. Because of our sins, Jesus went all the way through the cross so that you and I today, we can brag and say, I belong to the fellowship of believers. Praise the Lord. When Jesus go down deep in that water, he was washed by the water so that he became pure, so that he became cleansed. Now, wait a minute, you're telling me that's just a water that we use every day? But it is a sign for you and I that the Holy Spirit is working in the heart of the believers who confess publicly that they decide to follow Christ. It is a sign, but it is a work of the Holy Spirit transforming the lives of people. That's why Jesus says, unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Today, when it rains, the water wash away all the filthy on the streets. You use water to wash your clothes. You use water to wash your dishes. You expect to be clean. It is the same way that we are cleaned by going through the baptism, because the Holy Spirit is transforming your life the time you are entering that water and going down deep and completely immersed in that water. That's why it is confusing to Nicodemus. He could not understand what God was telling him through Jesus. We cannot understand what it means either, unless the Holy Spirit is working within us. When someone is baptized, that person becomes a new person. That person becomes a new individual. That person, all his past was put to death, and he rose up with a new life in Jesus. That is the power of transforming work of the Holy Spirit. That the past life is gone, and now we are living a new life for Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the Bible confirms that we've been called to live the right life. The Bible confirms that as a Christian, our past life is gone. It's vanished. It disappeared. None we should not see it again. There is a contrast here. You must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. Why do we need to hear this message this morning? Aren't we baptized? Aren't we followers of Christ? Do we need to hear this message today? I can guarantee I don't have an answer to that. While I was thinking about what to preach, the first thing that comes to my mind is Nicodemus, the man who went to Jesus at night. And so, I follow the work of the Holy Spirit. When someone goes through that water, he becomes a new creature. But before I expand on that, let me say this. At times, people or some people struggle with these things of baptism. Sometimes it is a struggle, and they don't understand. They don't know what the sense is here, and so they hesitate to take a step further down. Baptism, we don't minimize, we don't discredit. It is a true thing. It is real. It is important. Jesus did nothing that was not important. Jesus did all and everything that is important, that is valid, that is approved by the Father because of you and I. And so for Jesus to go down the water, it's important for you and I as well to do. Unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That is a confirmation from Jesus Christ himself. And so he went down the water to show that he is dying from this filthy world, this calamities, this immorality, these awful things that are happening to individuals. And he came again back alive to prove that he is now worthy to take that journey with God. Jesus again went down the grave physically to prove that he can die, not only from water, but to take away the sins of the whole world. Brothers and sisters, you are not taking away the sins of the whole world. Jesus took away the sins of the whole world. You are confirming that you are going with Jesus because he loves you. And that you confirm that you are ready to die to self so that you live a pure life. Christian should not commit to do awful things again after they come out of that water. Christians should live a life that aligns with Galatians' story. The Bible says that the fruit of the Holy Spirit, it comes in multiple ways. People enjoy their time with their brothers and sisters and strangers. People come together to love each other, and people care about each other, and people go beyond the expectation of a human, because they understand that when they walk with Christ, it is something different. The contrast is that when we are born from our mother's womb, we are exposed to everything that we see happen in the world today. From excitement to anger, and to everything that we can tell today, that is the opposite. That is a contrast of what we see. That is a big difference between someone who is born from the womb of their mother and someone who is born from above. Are we born from above, or we are born from the womb of our mothers? Because it reflects who we are if we are truly born from above. That we can enter, we can understand what Jesus said to Nicodemus. Unless you've been born of water and the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You cannot see through what I see. You cannot perform the miracle that I've performed. You cannot walk boldly on the street to confess that you are a Christian unless you give up on the life that goes on this earth. Brothers and sisters, this message is just not for you. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. Verse Verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. That thing that the Bible didn't tell us is that Nicodemus believed that his education, his position in the world, his way of doing things in the world to people qualified him to go to heaven without going through the proper steps. It doesn't work that way, brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter what we do. Really, it does not. It doesn't matter that I stand up here to preach to you. That qualify me to go to heaven. No. It doesn't qualify me to stand and teach that I have a place in heaven. No. It doesn't work that way. And so don't be surprised if you don't see me in heaven either. Well, that's not what I desire. I'm going to do everything I can to find myself on that gate, whether it's through Reuben or whether it's through Naphtali, but I want to do everything that I find myself in one of the 12 gates of heaven. Praise the Lord. If God be for us, nothing can be against us. Brothers and sisters, said, make the right decision. Make the right choice. Stand up for Jesus. Do not be ashamed, brothers and sisters. The world that we are living in can put you to shame, but do not let it happen. Confess that you are true believers of God. Confess at daytime that you are a follower of Christ. Yesterday was too difficult for me to let one of my coworkers go. I mean, I'm not saying I fire him, but he decided to move on because his wife found a good job, and so they're moving away. So I was there. I thought, man, this is difficult for me, a wonderful worker and colleagues, and now he's moving away, and so I cannot. Don't want to see it separate. So on my way, I was like, are you a believer? Because we never talk about Christianity. He said, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm a Presbyterian. Well, that's good. I am a Seventh-day Adventist, but we're all serving the same God. Keep it up, brother. Keep it up. And I wish you all the best. Would you please let me know that you arrived safe at your destination? He said, yes, I will. Thank you. And then I say goodbye. Brothers and sisters, people need to know about Jesus. People need to know about who God is. And people need to make the right choice. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Our doing does not qualify us, but it is the work of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not denying the fact that we have a role to play on this journey. Nicodemus stood up at night and says, I'm going to see Jesus. Do you know a wonderful story about Nicodemus? Nicodemus finally got the message. He stood up. The Bible tells us that he was one of the people to see Jesus when he rose up from the tomb. He was one of the people who went out to do a wonderful work for God. Nicodemus finally confessed that he decided to follow Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Until we give up upon this worldly behavior, we cannot really embrace the true love of God. Are you born again? Are you born again? Am I born again? Today, there are people who are struggling to give their life to Christ. Are you one of those people? Have you been struggling to follow Jesus all along? Have you been fighting with Jesus? You cannot, I can guarantee you, you cannot fight with God. Are you struggling to make up your mind, friends? Jesus is calling you today. Jesus is calling you this morning. Jesus is knocking at your door today. Will you open your heart to Jesus? Have you already been baptized? But still struggling to go through this world? Are you struggling as the one who confessed to the world that they want to follow Jesus? If you are struggling, Jesus is knocking at your door this morning. Jesus is calling you again this morning to come to Him. He's going to rejuvenate it. He's going to make you new again. If that is the case, I want you to pay attention to the words. Are you trying to make your mind to be baptized? Is that your struggle this morning? I'm here to tell you that Jesus is calling you this morning. Are you making up your mind? We are not in charge of our life, brothers and sisters. Anything can happen to you after we leave this church. Don't tell me, yes, it can happen. Don't approve that. God wants you in His kingdom. Praise the Lord. God wants you and I in His kingdom, brothers and sisters. Are you struggling to make that decision? I would like to pray with you. I would like to pray with you. Are you wanting to make a decision to follow Jesus? If you are, don't be ashamed like Nicodemus did, because it doesn't take you further. If you want to follow Jesus, would you please stand up for Jesus, not for people sitting in these pews? Not for me talking to you? Would you like to follow Jesus? Would you like to be baptized? Can you stand up for Christ? Can you stand up for Christ right now as He is calling you? Is that your desire, that you want to be baptized? God is calling you today. Don't be ashamed. We will work with you. We will work with you. We will work with you. The Spirit of God will work with you. If that's your decision, would you speak up to the Holy Spirit? Would you talk to the Holy Spirit and say, yes, I want to follow you. Yes, I want to follow you. Yes, I want to give up on my life because you have given up upon your life. Yes, I want to give up on all my treasure on this earth because you have given up your treasure in heaven and you came down to die on my behalf. Brothers and sisters, is that your choice today? Can you stand up for Jesus? Can you let Jesus take a full control of your life? Because He has given up on His own life because of you. The door of opportunity is not there forever. It closes when the time comes. Brothers and sisters, if you are struggling as a Christian, the one who has been baptized, Jesus wants to talk with you. That's the case. Would you stand up on your feet and then we pray together? Lord, you've come here as a human to experience all the troubles that we are going through. And you gave up on your life so that we can gain a life. We thank you. Look this morning at your people, including myself. We are all standing in front of you today, God. We are recommitting ourselves to you today, God. We pray that you can seal this decision that we make today. We ask that you visit each heart today, that you rebaptize us again with the Holy Spirit, that we can be made anew once again, God. Yes, you were right when you say, unless we are born of water and the Spirit, we cannot see the kingdom of God. We pray for the struggling souls, that those struggles can be resolved within and through your power today. Lord, you know Nicodemus' heart, and you give me the right medicine. And when he took that medicine, he never departed from your face. Let your congregation not depart from your face, but remain before you. Bless all as we stand up for you today, Jesus. We thank you for your wonderful work. We pray that when we leave this place, that your Spirit may dwell within us, that your Spirit can take us away apart from the desires of the flesh and from the temptations that come upon us as your children. We thank you, Father, that you are with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.